Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Art Sherin. Batting second. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ted Gulick. Batting seventh. The catcher, Merv Shea. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bump Hadley. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bump Hadley. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting second. The right fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Boken. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Stewart. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Lefty Stewart. And now, play ball. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stewart can't make a play. That's a base hit. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West bunts towards third. Boken fields it and throws to first for the out. Sherin moves to second. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Meyer catches it and throws to second with Cronin covering, to double up Sherin. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sherin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hadley fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Melillo for the out. Two outs. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schult moves to third. Bob Boken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boken hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Schult scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Senators. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Melillo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Browns 0. The Browns will come to bat. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea takes first base on ball 4. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Shea moves to second. Bump Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley bunts towards first. QL fields it and throws to third for the out. Levy moves to second. One out. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sherin hits a fly ball into right field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-0 in the game. West hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats West for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Browns 0. The Senators will come to bat. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-1 in the game. Goslin hits a pop-up towards third. Sherin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Browns 0. The Browns will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boken fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Campbell hits a pop-up towards third. Boken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Melillo hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Browns 0. The Senators will come to bat. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-1 in the game. Mainisch hits a line drive into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. Cronin takes first base on ball 4. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Schult hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Cronin moves to third. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. QL hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sherin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Boken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Schult. The throw from Shea and he is safe. Schult steals second. Bob Boken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boken is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Boken is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 0 for 1 in the game. Gulick hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Shea bunts towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Shea for the out. Gulick moves to second. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Levy hits a line drive towards right. Gosselin catches it and throws to second to double up Gulick. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Browns nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 1 in the game. Stewart hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Meyer hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gulick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bump Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hadley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sharon strikes out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 1 in the game. West hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Browns nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Goose Gosselin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosselin is 0 for 2 in the game. Gosselin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 0 for 2 in the game. Maynish hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gulick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Maynish for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Cronin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 2 in the game. Campbell takes first base on ball 4. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Melillo hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Schult. Melillo reaches second base with a double. Campbell goes all the way around to score. It's Browns, 1, Senators, 1. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gulick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Shea hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Gulick moves to second. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Schult hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. QL hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Boken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boken is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Boken takes first base on ball 4. QL moves to second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of West. Sewell reaches second base with a double. QL scores. Boken moves to third. It's 2-1, Senators. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-2 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-3 in the game. Meyer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley pinch hits for Bump Hadley. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley strikes out. One out. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sherin hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-2 in the game. West hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Browns 1. The Senators will come to bat. Jack Knott now pitching. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-3 in the game. Goslin hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-3 in the game. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cronin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of West. Cronin reaches second base with a double. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea fires to second and picks off Cronin for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Sam Rice now playing right field. Aussie Bluge now playing third base. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-3 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Melillo hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 2, and St. Louis Browns, 1. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.